Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're charting a course into the world of cruising, specifically looking at the life and work of Ed Reif.
Right, the World Cruise Coordinator role.
Exactly. Our source is Couples Who Sail, a love story written in waves, which gives us a little window into this through Sarah and Ed's story.
And it touches on this idea of a lifestyle that doesn't require my presence at sea.
Yeah, which is fascinating. We want to explore that through Ed's work, you know, coordinating these huge voyages, primarily with Crystal Cruises, according to the source.
Mm-hmm. It gives you a glimpse, even if brief, into just how complex these operations are behind the scene.
Totally. What strikes me immediately is the sheer responsibility involved.
Oh, absolutely. The scope is enormous.
You look at the travel gallery section in the source material, it lists things like a world cruise 110 days.
110 days.
Right. And destinations like Venice, Santorini, the South Pacific, Milford Sound, even the fjords of Norway.
It's quite the list. Just picturing the planning for one of those stops is a lot.
Let alone linking them all together seamlessly for, you know, months on end. What does that actually look like day to day for someone like Ed?
Well, that brings up that interesting idea of monochronic versus polychronic living, which kind of applies here.
Okay, explain that a bit.
So your passengers, they might be living very much in the moment, right? That's sort of monochronic, focusing on exploring Santorini, say.
Right, one thing at a time, enjoying the view.
Exactly. Yeah. But Ed, in his role, he's likely deep in polychronic territory. He might be dealing with a customs issue for a port three stops away.
Okay.
While also confirming arrangements for an onboard event that night and keeping an eye on a weather system that could impact the route next week.
Wow. So multiple timelines, multiple problems all at once.
Pretty much. While someone's, you know, blissfully unaware, enjoying their trip.
He's juggling all these threads across different places and times.
It's precisely. And think about the variety. You mentioned Milford Sound, then there's Disney's Castaway Cay, Hawaii, the Panama Canal.
Hong Kong to Southampton, even.
Yeah. Each one has totally different rules, different cultures, different logistical needs. He'd need, a huge base of knowledge.
It's not just booking flights, is it?
Not even close. It's regulations, port operations, local contacts, cultural sensitivities, everything.
Which connects to that sort of philosophical question raised in the source, too.
The one about memory.
Yeah, what kind of vacation would you choose if you knew you wouldn't remember it?
Hmm.
Ed's whole job is about crafting these unforgettable moments for other people.
Right. Well, his own focus has to be on the nuts and bolts, the potentially mundane details that make the magic happen.
Does that add a specific kind of pressure, do you think? Knowing you're responsible for potentially like the trip of a lifetime for hundreds of people?
I'd imagine so. It definitely raises the stakes. It's not just transport, it's experience delivery on a grand scale.
And then you throw in things like the international dateline. The source calls it a strange and magical place.
Ah, yeah. Probably less magical and more of a headache for the coordinator.
Yeah, I bet. Scheduling across that line, communications, crew timing, It adds another layer of complexity.
Just another puzzle piece to manage.
So wrapping this up, even this quick look through the lens of Couples Who Sail shows Ed Reif's role is incredibly multifaceted.
Definitely. Part planner, part diplomat, part crisis manager.
Part global logistics guru, maybe. Orchestrating these incredibly complex long-term journeys.
Yeah, it's far beyond just coordinating. It really is orchestration.
So that leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener.
Considering everything we've touched on, the meticulous planning, the constant need to adapt, the sheer scale of a world cruise, what do you think might be the most surprisingly routine part of managing these extraordinary globe-spanning voyages day in and day out?
Something to ponder. Until next time on The Deep Dive.